suspected gunman captured. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A manhunt ended this afternoon for the suspect in a shooting at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville that left three football players dead and two other people injured.
University of Virginia Chief of Police Tim Longo was briefing the media about the shooting that killed three of the school's football players and the suspect, Christopher Darnell Jones Jr., who was also a student.
Mr. Jones came to the attention of the University of Virginia's threat assessment team in the fall of 2022.
When he was handed a note.
We just received information the suspect is in custody.
The shelter-in-place order for students has been lifted.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Police in Moscow, Idaho, say they're investigating the deaths of four students at the University of Idaho as homicides after their bodies were found yesterday in a home near campus.
So we're also told that no threat currently exists to the public and that no suspect is in custody. Still, police in Moscow are asking members of the public for help with information in the case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Republicans will vote for their leaders in the next Congress this week.
Members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus say it's time for a change and are calling for incoming Republican leadership to amend the rules of the House.
Current autocratic, leadership-driven process robs us, and more importantly, our constituents, of the ability to participate meaningfully in the legislative process.
Arizona Republican Andy Biggs is seen as a potential spoiler to Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's bid for House Speaker. McCarthy may need to agree to some rules changes to secure support from the Freedom Caucus.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Prosecutors in New York today telling a judge they do not plan to bring criminal charges against Rudy Giuliani in connection with a probe into his interactions with Ukrainian figures. They made the announcement after a review of evidence resulting from raids on his residence and law office in April of last year. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Police in Turkey are questioning a woman over the bomb attack that killed six people in Istanbul yesterday.
Turkey's interior minister says the woman confessed to planting the bomb and would have fled to Greece if she hadn't been arrested. No group has yet claimed to be behind the attack, but Turkish authorities are blaming an outlawed separatist group, the PKK. It wants an independent Kurdish state within Turkey and is regarded by the US and the European Union as a terrorist organization. Six people died and more than 80 were hurt when the bomb went off on a busy pedestrian avenue in central Istanbul. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Monday Night Football features the Commanders and Eagles in an NFC East showdown.
At 8-0, Philadelphia is the only remaining unbeaten team in the NFL and the clear favorite to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. With quarterback Jalen Hurts emerging as a multi-threat star this season, the Eagles are averaging 28 points per game, which ranks second in the league, and Philly is in the top 10 in both rushing and passing yards per game. The defense ain't bad either, giving up just 17 points a game, which is fourth best in the NFL. The Eagles already beat the Commanders once this season, winning 24-8 in Washington in Week 3. It's been a tumultuous season in D.C. with all of the controversy that's been swirling around team owner Dan Snyder. Despite that, the Commanders have been competitive, posting a 4-5 record, and last week coming up just short in a game against the one-loss Vikings. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Well, if you're looking for airline tickets or a hotel room around the holidays, you'll probably be paying more than you did this time last year, traveling over Thanksgiving or Christmas. Part of the reason is that airlines are still operating fewer flights than in 2019, even though passenger numbers are nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. Those figures aren't squeezing the supply of seats. In addition, hotels say they're charging more to cover higher labor costs. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.